here's a story from The World.
The Prime Minister of Iraq, Mustafa al-Kadhimi, has been in Washington today meeting with President Joe Biden. They're discussing a change in the U.S. mission in Iraq. Currently, 2,500 troops remain there. Michael Knights is a military specialist with the Washington Institute and has made many trips to Iraq. So there are 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq. As I said, they mostly serve in training, advisory, and support roles. How is that going to change? What's going to be done?
I don't think the numbers or the location of troops will change at all, but the mission will change from a mission that involves U.S. forces occasionally undertaking combat operations to kill ISIS members to one in which only Iraqis are undertaking the actual combat part of the mission.
So what threat does ISIS, the Islamic State, actually pose in Iraq now? And are Iraqi troops ready to deal with that insurgency on their own?
The campaign in Iraq against ISIS always intended to reduce the threat to the point where Iraqi forces could manage it on their own. And we are at that point now. As long as the Iraqis don't make any serious mistakes in their dealing with the local Sunni population, ISIS will continue to get weaker, even with slightly reduced U.S. support.
The other thing is that U.S. troops have been targeted by Iranian-backed groups in Iraq. Last January, the U.S. retaliated by killing Iran's top general in Iraq, Qasem Soleimani, who managed those groups and was inside Iraq when he was killed. That caused a major strain on U.S.-Iraqi relations. How will a U.S. withdrawal impact the influence of Iran?
Well, the reality is, of course, there is no withdrawal of anything. So, you know, the U.S. and Iraq are seeing this session of the strategic dialogue as a way to change the narrative rather than change the actual level of U.S. presence on the ground.
So let me go back to another question I asked a moment ago. I mean, you've been to Iraq, Michael. You've seen the readiness of the Iraqi forces. Has the U.S. succeeded in its training mission?
The Iraqi security forces are able to cope with today's ISIS, which is just a few hundred fighters spread out. But if ISIS gets stronger again, they will probably not be able to cope with a recovery. So if some ISIS fighters come in from Syria or from Afghanistan or somewhere else, the Iraqi army would still struggle to keep a lid on things.
How would you describe the state of relations between Iraq and the U.S. right now?
The U.S. has been signaling that Iraq is still important as a central location in the Middle East that can either destabilize or stabilize all of the countries around it. So, you know, the U.S. is not sick and tired of Iraq anymore, but we don't want to have combat forces there, and the Iraqis want our forces there to be called something different too.
What do the two sides, the U.S. and Iraq, get out of having met today?
Well, this is an actual formal process called the Strategic Dialogue, which they have to have a couple of times a year. And it's intended to show the two countries are working closely together. So there's a formulaic element to what just happened today. What's different is that the Prime Minister came on this one and he met with Joe Biden. But honestly, this is such a weird strategic dialogue because, you know, the main deliverable from it is an agreement that nothing will change. And that's an extremely unambitious agenda to have.
Michael Knights is a fellow at the Washington Institute speaking about the changing relationship between the U.S. and Iraq. Thank you very much, Michael.
Oh, my pleasure.